All right, welcome back to Unleashed, the most legit Celtics podcast in the game. You already know it's Ev hosting this show, but this is a little different tonight. We're doing this at about 7:30 p.m. on January 23rd. This is a different sort of format. This is not going to be a 30-minute to hour-long podcast like we're used to. No, this is going to be a quick hitter or a quick hit. I don't know exactly what we're going to call it yet, but essentially it's going to be a quick audio version of 5, maybe 10 minutes at times, sort of quick-hitting audio content for you guys to be able to consume quickly, but also get my point across. So let me know what you think of this idea or how you like it, because I know I've done quicker things in the past, and some people seem to be able to fit that in their day way easier than obviously sitting down and listening to a long podcast. So here we go. This one's going to be centered around the big man issue that we're talking about with the Celtics. Actually, I'm going to be proving that it isn't an issue, but we're going to be discussing the issue that everyone seems to think there is. And I kind of got this idea from reading Perk's tweet. Kendrick Perkins tweeted out something along the lines of, the Celtics needs one piece, and that's a center. They need someone down low. Trade Gordon Hayward for Steven Adams. Who says no? Well, for one, Perk, big man, come on the podcast if you want. I say no. I say you're an idiot. I actually usually love Kendrick Perkins' tweets because he just is unfiltered and doesn't really give a shit. But you're wrong here. And, you know, instead of me just speaking from the heart or speaking from my opinion or like I most times do, speak from my ass, I actually got some statistics. I went and did some advanced research and got some numbers to prove my point. So the Celtics do not need a big man. And anyone that's listening to this podcast that has the entire year thought, I can't wait for the trade deadline. We need to get Drummond. We need to get Steven Adams. We really desperately need a big man. I'm sorry, but if you listen to the next, 5 minutes or so of this quick hitting podcast, you're going to be proven wrong, and I wouldn't be surprised if your opinion completely 180s. For those of you that agree that we don't need a big man and that Cantor and Tice have been playing their balls off and they're doing just fine, you can't wait to hear these stats because you're going to be yelling from the rafters, let's go. So here we go. I got a few stats here. I'll say them in terms of my opinion, I guess what I think is most important. I'm going to save that for last because I do have a little golden nugget here, at least in my opinion. But overall, so I just looked into, big man related statistics. I didn't get, nor do I know how to get as fine tuned as finding like legit big man specific numbers. So here we go. I started off easy, went for, blocks per game and rebounds per game for a team. And also drilled into offensive rebounds after that. Surprisingly, I'd say a block per blocks per game is a pretty good indicator of whether or not you have a rim protector or whether or not you have a good big man or something. Well, the Celtics are sixth in the league in terms of blocks per game. Sixth in the league. They're almost a top five team. There's 1 point. Boom. Point for the people that say we don't need a big man. One. And the people that say we need a big man, you still got a big old goose egg over there. Next, I looked into the rebounds. Rebounds per game. The Celtics ranked 14th in the league in terms of rebounds. Now, I'll be honest. I'm going to be transparent with these stats. So this 14th doesn't really strike me as, oh my God, let's go. Our big man are unreal. But what it does tell us is that, one, they're top half. They're not even in the bottom half of the league. They're not even close to that, really. There's a big discrepancy between, 14th and, I believe, I want to say 18th. So even in those four spots, there was a big, at least when I looked, as of most recently. So they're in the top half in terms of rebounds per game. Now, that doesn't say that they are a great, like I said, an unreal rebounding team, necessarily. What it does say is that they are not terrible. They're not this team that can't rebound, that game in and game out are going to get blown out in terms of team stats when it comes to rebounds. No, they're a top half team. They're one of the best teams in the league in terms of top half and bottom half. Let me ask you this, Celtics fans. No matter what side of the argument you agree with, wanting a big man or not wanting a big man, would you, if I asked you this, would you want to be in the top half or the bottom half of rebounds per game in the NBA? I'm pretty sure 100% of you just nodded or said, yeah, let's get in the top half. So again, transparency here. I know it's not a ringing endorsement for how great this team is at rebounding, but it definitely is confirmation that they do not suck at rebounding like so many people do. And then I threw in offensive rebounds here. They're a top 10 team in terms of offensive rebounds a game. I think Cantor has a lot to do with that. Hell, Tice has something to do with that. This team's big man, to Cantor and Tice, I think I already said it, have been playing their balls off. And that's kind of, this podcast is almost an indirect, shout out to them too, because they're the ones that are shutting people up. But let's move on here. I looked into opponents' rebounding stats versus the Celtics because I'll be honest here. I think rebounds are what everyone is going to focus on. We already said that they can block shots with the best of them, right? You don't really believe it, but guess what? They can. Opponents' rebounds against the Celtics are 10th in the league in terms of the fewest rebounds against, 44 per game their opponent gets. The league average is about 46. They're holding teams to under the average of the league, and they rank 10th in fewest rebounds allowed. Defensive rebounds, they're 8th in the league. So they're top 8 team in terms of defensive rebounds and then 10th in offensive rebounds. So this team prevents the other team from getting rebounds. I mean, how are you going to tell me that their big men don't rebound, or, you know, they can't keep up on the rebounding? They don't crash the boards. They don't box out. Other teams are going to kill them on the boards. When, guess what? We have more than enough sample size this year to say, no, that's not true. And it's not even, you know, like they were rebounds per game 14th. Opponents rebounds against them, they're a top 10 team. A top 10 team. So let's leave the big man talk at the door if you want to talk about getting owned on the glass night in and night out, because that ain't happening either. And then I looked into what the Celtics are getting per rebounds and whatnot. They're actually exactly on each number, 46, 36, and 11 in terms of total rebounds, defense, and then offensive. They are the exact average. So while that doesn't sound great, like I said, you know, 14th in the league, it kind of makes sense why they're about the average. What's great is that they're holding teams to way below the average. And when I say way below, I mean, you know, 3 to 4 rebounds in terms of their respective category. But that's great. They're holding teams to far below the average, but doing the average themselves. Guess what? 2 + 2 = 4. That's math. You're getting more rebounds on average than you are letting up, meaning on average, you're winning the rebounding game. So another point for the let's not go and trade for a big man. You still got a goose egg over there, everyone that wants a big man. And here's my little fine prize nugget that I saw and I double took at, and I went to another website to get more statistics, and I was like, this can't be true. So I would say points in the paint is a pretty big indicator of, you know, do you have a rim protector or do you have solid defense down low? It's not always going to be, you know, specific to the big man. Like Marcus Smart can kind of cause points in the paint. Prevent other teams from scoring points in the paint because he plays such good perimeter defense. So I'm acknowledging that. I don't want to read the replies being like, there's other factors here. No kidding. There's other factors, dummy. But guess what the biggest factor is? When you have a big man down there and there's a guy in the paint, does he disrupt the shot? And that's kind of what Perk was talking about. He was talking about having a big guy like him back in 08 to get up and be the big brute down there. Guess what? I'm going to say it, and then I'll say it louder for the people in the back. The Celtics are 4th in the league in terms of fewest points in the paint against. 4th in the league. And then on top of that, I figured, hey, we got the sundae. Why don't we put some whipped cream and a cherry on top? The Celtics, when they're away, which you'd think, oh, that stat can't be as good. You know, the other team is rearing to go. They're in their own house. The Celtics are going to have a tough time in the paint because that's their big struggle anyways, right? How can they do it on the road? They're 2nd. In terms of fewest points in the paint against when they're away. This team doesn't need a big man down there. Cantor and Tice, like I said, this is an indirect shout out to them. They are playing their ass off. And I think it's a large enough sample size now to say, hey, this is what we're going to get for the season. So, hey, I'm sorry to do it to you people that want Drummond, that want Steven Adams, that want Tristan Thompson or Kevin Love or Karl Anthony Towns. I'm sorry to do it to you, idiots, but the Celtics' issue is not their big man. It's not. Cantor and Tice are playing phenomenal in compared to what we expected of them. That's not their issue. If you don't know what I believe their big issue is, listen to the last episode. Listen to the last, like, 5 episodes I bring it up, because we're always getting voicemails for that. The Celtics' issue is not the big man. I just proved it to you on this quick-hitting podcast. Hopefully you guys liked it. If you did, please subscribe on iTunes or follow on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. Please follow along and subscribe. And then also, you know what? If you have the chance to rate or review, please do so. Every single review and every single 5-star rating goes a long way. So if you're on your iPhone right now, please take 2 seconds. Leave me a review. Leave me a 5-star rating. It goes a long way. It helps us keep pushing out some great Celtics content and great Celtics content that proves people wrong. Sorry to all you people that want a big man. You don't need it. It'd be a dumb trade. And I'm smarter than you. See you guys in the next episode.